Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams sale and get 30% off Super Paint, Super Deck, and Woodscapes products June 12th through the 22nd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool. With Leanne Campbell.
It's another week. It's Ladies of Liverpool. Thank you for joining us. We are, I like to say, the most established Scouse podcast in our seventh year. We were here before it was trendy, lifting women left, right and centre, celebrating each other and making sure we build the best community so we can all thrive and do well. And we continue on that thread with one of my favourite ever humans on this planet, not just Liverpool, on this planet. We are sponsored by the Orthodontist Practice, which is handy because if she ever gets her teeth knocked out, we can send her to Rodney Street to be seen. Looking every inch the meatball Molly we know and love. I want to start with, first of all, for anyone who doesn't know, to talk about our gorgeous girl who has gone on to do things that I think that must have been a part of you even as a young girl would have thought were never possible.
The lock screen on my phone is, can you believe you're living the life you always dreamed of as a little girl?
I love that.
And a couple of years ago, I think I really felt it for the first time. When I first started and I got the come up and it was brand new and it was lights and it was everything. I was just like, the rooms I was walking in and the people that would be in them rooms and like, the opportunities that would present themselves, I'd just be like, there is no way this has happened.
But it has. Big time.
Big time. And I could bore you with a load of different like anecdotes and stories, but like the best one is to get it a second time round again, but knowing myself, like really as like, it's mad because I'm in a man's world and I do a man's job typically.
Yeah.
But then I'm very masculine, but then it's always remembering to be very feminine when you can and be a woman. But this second time around, I know me feminine and I know myself as a woman now.
You've never not been true to yourself. You can rewind, go through the archives, everyone. Yeah. There's an episode that I did with Molly way back when.
Probably. One of the first.
Yeah.
Well, I genuinely think it was like phase five.
Yeah. I think you say on the podcast, this is the first podcast I've ever done.
Yeah.
And you were traveling somewhere, you were on a boat or you were doing something. Yeah. Listen back to it and then now knowing the journey. So listen to this one first. So way back when, MMA, you were talking to us about how you got your name.
Yeah.
Meatball Molly, of course, reminds everyone again and what you were doing maybe five, six years ago.
Oh, God. Do you know, I'll go back even more. 2006, I finished secondary school, that's how old I am. And I got a trial for Liverpool Women. So I was playing, I was on holiday somewhere and the people heard my family's accents and they was like, oh, we play for, we coach at Liverpool. Do you want a trial? And I was like, oh, I don't know.
So you were always sporty then?
Always sport mad, but like Liverpool, like what do I do? Do you know what I mean? And then I just thought, it's representing the city at the highest level. So I went for that and my mum was like, you're not playing football and not having anything behind you, like financially or like academically. Yeah. So she went, you've got to go to college. So I was like, all right. So I was going to college, playing football, and then I got a job at Subway. So I used to look a bit like a meatball because I used to eat it all the time. but it was just to do with the smell.
Yeah.
And it wasn't meatballs, the smell, by the way. It was, I was always at the front of the line and I was the fastest and I was just like the best at cutting the bread, whacking the meat on and the cheese and putting it in the oven, to be honest.
So this competitiveness, even when she was in the subway, she had to be the best.
No, because I love this. I was on Ranley Street, Leon, next to Central Station, right by Cooper's.
Yeah.
And we'd be told, right, you need to 120 sandwiches an hour. And I was thinking, right, it takes 20 seconds to cook if you've got a foot long, and then 10 seconds to take the order, and then probably 5-10 seconds asking what you want off that person.
Yeah.
And then you've got to bag it, upsell, and then finish it on the cash, on the register. I was thinking, are you getting 120 of them in an hour? But...
You did.
No,
of course you did. Of course, wouldn't doubt you for a minute.
There you go.
So, MMA.
MMA, sorry. So from there,
yep.
From going to school, boxing, this, that, and other, from that subway, I ended up getting a job in the Rubber Sole as well. And when I was in the Rubber Sole one night at the dorm, and I was drinking on the job like you do. Yeah. You know what I mean? A little slice shot here and there.
Yeah.
And
so I lost my job at Oddies on County Road. Yeah, when I
And that's
there.
Tough going.
16.
To lose a job there is tough.
That was the first job I ever got sacked from. Yeah. So you're in the Rubber Sole.
Yeah.
The doormen see a spark in you.
No, they see me with a bottle of wine and a straw spinning on the dance floor doing a straw pizza. When they went, she needs to go, because they just knew what I was like. And they said, Ronda Rousey's fighting on the telly. Go and watch this. And I was like, whatever, let me in. Yeah. You can get this, that, and over, as if you're supposed to be my mate. Yeah. Anyway, go home, Leanne, and watch Ronda Rousey beat this woman called Liz Carmouche. So I knew Next Gen. I'd boxed and sparred a few times down there, knew Paddy, Ellison, Paul, and everyone there. And I sent a pissed up email at like 5 a.m. going, I want to be just like her. Do you let women in? Can I come? I want to be like that Ronda Rousey. And then I've gone into work in Subway that day. So it was Sunday morning. So I had like two jobs. And I said, right, this is going to be me. This is my new job. And they was like, when did you start doing that? And it's like, I'm starting tomorrow.
This is like a film.
Isn't it?
It's like a movie.
And then on the Monday, Leanna went into uni and I said to my lecturers, like, I know we're doing the dissertation, but I'm not coming back. Like, this is me. 23rd of February 2013. And they're like, this is the most Molly McCann story ever. They say, like, when have you done this? When I said, no, my first class is tonight. I'm going to be UFC. This is me. And they're like, go and do what you're doing anyway.
And it was a man's gym.
It was, there was one woman in there called Rosie. And she had just signed with the UFC.
So was she your, I can be what I can see? Did you look at her and go, right, I'll sign up? No.
No.
And you had a different plan?
Because she was so academic. She went to like Oxford. And who she was as a person was... prim and proper, and just, I mean, she was very correct at everything and like quiet. And then I'm like, you are now, like, you hear us before you see us. Here we go, like,
bring the form, bring the laughs. But also,
when we put our minds to it, Leanne, there's nothing that we can't do.
I love that. I relate to this. I'm like, why is there no girls at the Radio City Tower? Why has no one got a name with a girl's name on?
Yeah.
Why am I driving to school just listening to boys on this radio?
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So MMA, you storm it. You've got your highs, your lows. Everyone knows your name.
Yeah.
You're all over the world. You're on Sky Sports. You're doing all the interviews. And on the outside looking in, it's amazing. What made you turn and go, I'm going to do boxing?
Started with boxing. When I was 16, I boxed at the Golden Gloves at the Belvedere in Toxteth Dingle. I'm going to claim Toxteth.
Okay, love.
But someone might choke at me and say it's the Dingle, but whatever. And and my waist didn't get added to the Olympic Games. So I thought, Jib, this one going to uni. So that's how I ended up doing.
Oh, so it actually came first. We see it as the end.
Yes.
But it actually came first.
But when you're an amateur boxer, you're running every day, miles on the road. You're hitting the gym. People aren't coming to watch. It's just grassroots.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell anyone. Like, I just, my nan hated me doing it. Yeah. And I'd lie. So I used to live with my nan in Norwich Green. And I remember it'd be fight day. And she'd know, because I wouldn't be eating and that, do you know what I mean? And she'd know I'm cutting weight. And I just lied to her saying I wasn't. And I remember one day picking up my bag, went to Adelphi, boxed some girl from my Chorley, won. literally got the 14 home on the bus.
On your own?
On my own. Oh. I was only like 17, so I mean, got a pizza and a milkshake. Just sat there watching the telly, and my nan's like, "Have you had? Where have you been?" I'm like, "Nowhere, not because I wouldn't stop eating." Do you know what I mean? I was eating till I felt sick. She said, "Get to fucking bed." I was like, "All right." But boxing was always the dream, but it didn't happen. And for whatever reason, Leanne, the universe threw me into MMA, and I had the smallest reach in the whole of the UFC ever. So I've got 62-inch.
63 span.
Inch.
It's like span, a wingspan.
62
putting her arms out by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, sorry. 62 inch across, and that was the smallest ever. And as everyone knows, my punches were my best. But them and my elbows were my best thing. But I could just, my hands always had the home. But if you imagine this every day, like the boys weren't big, but they were heavy.
Yeah.
And the boys in the gym were lovely. But I was as good as I was because they pushed me to my limits. And 10, 12 years of just getting dumped every day through the floor and them takedowns, the arm bars, the knee bars, I couldn't do it. And about 2.5 years ago, I broke my leg in the first round of a fight in Manchester. And I was like, this is it. Like, there was like two breaks here, one down there. Took me 3 months to get back to the gym. And I just was like, so. When you fight at that high level, you give a piece of yourself and you never get it back.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, you can see two fighters who hate each other and then at the end they hug and you're like, what's that about? Like, is it all black? But, like, you've took each other to these levels. It, like, you don't think you've got anything left. You hate. You feel like crying. Your body's done, but you've got to come back and then you overcome that adversity and it's back and forth. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you get the win and sometimes you don't, but you've seen what you're about in that moment. Yeah. And I thought my reasons for living have changed as a fighter. If we're speaking about when I walked into the MMA gym and I seen Rosie in there and she's prim and proper. And I was someone who comes from nothing, whose reason for fighting was anger, aggression. Like, I'm going to make you see who I am. You're going to see this. You're going to this, that and the other. And it got to a point where I'd healed. Like I always said, I was never going to do therapy or I was never going to touch all of that stuff while I was fighting because I know why I fight.
You need to.
And like then I got rid of it. And then I seen life from like a different lens and it was like, okay, you haven't got a panic and you're not in fight or flight because you've got a little bit there and there's some money there and you're safe. You've got a home, four walls, you've got businesses now. You are safe. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And I was like, if I'm not going to be the best, my body can't give me that jibby. So then I took my partner, Francesca, to who was in Milan. I was like, come on, let's go away for 4 days, retirement. Let's get me fat. So it's like, how many cannolis can we get in Molly McCann? And I think I've done like 7.
Wow.
And she's got a video on her TikTok where I'm like, walk. I couldn't speak. I was that full of like,
it's like self-destruct though, isn't it? It's like, right, come on, let's finish me off.
Let's go. That's what I live for. You see Paddy, you see any fighters, you can't drink, you can't eat, you can't do anything for them 12 weeks. And then when you're allowed, when you're done, it's like, yes. And when I retired, we're in Italy and walking down the road with Fran. And we're eating, we went to Florence and we're eating gelato on this lovely bridge, because you know, like in Italy and some parts of Amsterdam,
Florence across the river, it's just exactly where you mean.
Yeah, and we was just walking, and I was just like, if little me could believe, like at the drop of a hat, we just go to Italy and spend time together.
So you could have happily retired there. You've got your
in my business,
you've got your home, you're financially secure.
Yeah, I don't need to do it.
What happened on this bridge?
So we're eating this ice cream, and I get a call, and it's gone. I bought my house. So the house I bought originally, I was in it with my ex-partner.
Yeah.
And that day, the solicitors rang, Molly McCann, it's yours. I'm like, oh. So me and Fran are absolutely buzzing. Fresh start, all of this. And then Graham Boyle, mine and Paddy's manager, rings and he goes, right, he's from Cork. I was really going to try to do his accent then, but I'm not going.
You can go away.
But he goes, hey, darling. But he always starts with, hey, darling, or hey, princess. I'm like, hi, boss man. He goes, right, who's your favourite in the boxing world? I was like, probably Eddie White. He's going, right, I know there's been bits and like people are, not bits, what's it called? Nibbles. Yeah. Like people are coming in more like they know. Your post-fight interview, it's like you're going to be a pundit, analyst, coach, box, what are you going to do? Yeah. He said, the road's not done for you yet. He went, give it 3 months and you'll be like, oh, I made the wrong decision. But you are a competitor, you was made for this, you know? I was like, don't know, I think I'm too long in the tooth, but I went, fuck it, my mum will be all right with it. Yeah. That's all I'm bothered about. So I rang my mum and I was like, look,
it doesn't get scouser than that.
No.
I better check
with
my mum.
So my mum answers the FaceTime, Leanne, yeah. And I had this scarf and it was a dead posh scarf that she had bought me for like my 30th birthday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, my mum was wearing this scarf on the FaceTime and I was like, I'm sure that's mine. I went, mum uses that scarf. And I just seen her eyes and Fran started laughing because they've obviously, them two just root this. Imagine having a girlfriend and a mum who just root through all your stuff.
Love it.
I'm wearing that. I'm doing that. I'm having this. I'm like, oh.
And also have a say on everything you do.
But Leanne, could you imagine me wearing their clothes? It's not happening. Do you know what I mean? I'm not wearing heels and a dress. So I'm like, you just get to rob all my best bits, you bitches. And I seen them anyway. And I seen that and my mum went, oh, it's yours. And I just went, well, Eddie Aynes gave me a 10-fight deal anyway and buttons it. And I just heard her go, and then she's ringing me. And I just kept buttoning her going, like, you can have a piece
up. Oh,
like,
that's brilliant.
Yeah, so I didn't speak to her for a few hours. I thought, you can eat that bitch. Do you know what I mean? Sit on that, mum. And she rang the whole family as she does. Like, she's rang me nan. Mum, can you believe Molly's doing this? And my nan was just like, well, Sharon, I prefer that to the MMA, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can watch that.
Let's look for the silver line.
Yeah, so anyway, I got the approval of my nan and my mum, so that was me. And 4 fights in, Leanne, I fought at the Northern Irish Football Stadium. I fought in Birmingham. Mm. I fought in Nottingham. And then the last fight, senior a few days before it, managed to bring myself all the way back to Liverpool, so... Mm. Going in the right direction.
Going in the understatement of the year.
Of the year, yeah. So I think we're in the right direction.
So 4 out of 4, mm. a first 4 fights in a sport that she hasn't done. This is the first
time. Well, I've never done pro boxing. Win. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
So who does that? Yeah. I've literally spilled my coffee all over myself because I've got desk sacks
there. I know.
4 out of 4 yeah. first fight. So obviously this guy from Cork's rubbing his hands together going, I knew it. I knew this was the right decision. This is brilliant. Can I talk to you about that night? Because obviously I was there.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone in Yorkshire was there.
Am I allowed to say little swears?
Not to say whatever you want, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm in the crowd and I don't know how your missus, how your mother, your nan cope.
I don't.
Never felt that nervous in my whole life.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, you know, I've performed on the arena a million times.
Yeah.
Watching the crowd and feeling what I was feeling through the floor. There was an energy that night. And I've been to countless boxing matches.
Yeah.
To be fair, no women. It was always fellas. Over the years at the arena, they've hosted
and brilliant nights.
Event. Great nights.
Have not like the lads knocking out the pal.
Had a little drink, had a little dance. Everything was great. It was all very much of a muchness. Walking in, I'm listening to what everyone's saying. I felt like I was going to kill someone.
Yeah.
You know, when you walk and you're like, and then you're on it, and Jay's going, chill. Or Joseph's there. He's seeing Still Ryan.
Yeah, because like, everyone's about, aren't
Joseph's
they?
Joseph's like, I feel like I know him when my nerves are gone. And I'm like, this is like, I've never felt nothing like this. It's
really, Leanne, yeah.
The crowd. I was sat there going, if she doesn't win, we're all fucked here.
I knew I'm fucked because it's going off. And I knew, Leanne, coming to a new sport, there's no like, it's not like I'm at the beginning of the career and starting again and I'm 25 and I can afford a few losses. It's like, what if I lose, that's it. It's like, I'm not, like I say, I don't need to fight. Boxing doesn't actually pay like life changing money. No. Do you know what I mean?
Everyone thinks it does.
Everyone thinks it does. And I was top tier in the UFC. I was getting paid so well there.
Yeah.
But I'm coming back to start again to build.
I didn't think of that. So obviously you're starting financially, money wise, way too much. You've got it in, fight after fight after
Don't get me wrong, that you only get paid when you make weight and you fight. Do you know what I mean?
So if you lose, you get paid.
Yeah. But in MMA, it was like you get half if you win and then the other half when You get
half of your fight, yeah, half of your win. I get you.
But
yeah,
boxing's not like that. But we got a cut. I got a percentage of the tickets are sold.
Yeah,
which is actually like paying for my IVF. Do you know what I mean? So by
is this an exclusive? You have an IVF?
No, Fran is. I don't know, but we're just going through the process at the minute. Sorry, Fran, your Fran. But yeah, we're at the Hewitt and they've been doing it for us.
Amazing.
So I just want to thank everyone.
Oh, be like that.
Everyone who bought tickets. Every person who bought tickets to that fight has helped. Well, it's paid for our journey.
For baby Molly.
For little meats. Baby meatballs everywhere.
These clips are just making themselves today, producers.
I don't even try. They just flow. But this isn't about me and Fran. This is about the boxing,
yes,
right?
Well, so, it is. It's about everything.
Yeah,
it is. So you know you've made your money,
yeah,
but you're going out there. And when you came out to, and that entrance was out of this world.
Right, you need to know. Headline fight got cancelled. Paul Callum Smith couldn't fight.
That's
so
right.
Normally, they pull the card. And Eddie says at the press conference on the Thursday, the only reason we are here is for you. And I want you to know that. So here's me, little Molly, who's always had like imposter syndrome, this, that, and the other. Like, sat there, Eddie Haynes telling you that. And I'm just like, right, come on then. This is what you was made. This is what you dreamed for. So why are you going to sit there and be nervous? Go and have it. Just go and have it. In the changing room, Friday, made weight, took everyone to San Carlo. They always look after the boxers when we go. So we've gone in there, we sat there, and I'm going, fuck. I'm like, Fran, I can't swallow my food. And she's like, why? I'm like, I was like, is it the hay fever? Mm. I'm allergic to lobster, but we still fuck with it, Leandro. I mean, I just like living on the edge. So I had like a bite of someone's lobster ravioli, and I'm like, and everyone's looking at me because my mate Faye Maguire, now Faye Demelweek, but she had a hen do last year. I went on it, had lobster and had an anaphylactic shock. She's rowing us round Palmer trying to get me fixed. Do you know what I mean? But the night before me fight, I think, yeah.
But that can't happen because everyone's coming to see you.
Yeah, but I do it anyway. Oh, and then I get back to the hotel and it won't stop. And I've took antihistamines. I'm like, it's not the lobster. That night, sweating it out in the bed, like rocking back and forth. I'm like, shit, wake up. And who did the text? I think I text Joel, my business partner, and he's also my nutrition. I went, Joel, right, don't tell no one. I am not okay.
Oh, no.
And everyone's come to my room, and I'm just like, a few weeks before the fight, when Callum pulled out, I wasn't well.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we need to know, are you going to make the fight?
Yeah.
So I knew that, like, I couldn't not fight. I knew I could not fight. Mm. And I just thought, fuck it. Like, people go to war feeling worse, you know what I mean? Like, I just got to go and do it.
Yeah.
So we're in the changes.
What an analogy, by the way. People go to war.
People go to war. Do you know, like,
you can't get off with the doctor's
knee,
can you?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, I've got a scratchy throat. Do one. And I get to the arena and we're on the way in the car. And I'm just like, little Molly has dreamed of this. And it was like I was headlining. I weren't even headlining, wasn't it? And we got there.
You could have filled me, because that's exactly
how
that's
how it
felt.
Well, that's how it felt. It was a homecoming for me. And I've walked in, we've gone to the changes, music's on straight away. Paddy and Jamie's walked in.
Yeah.
I'm like buzzing. I've seen all of them, Brookcombe, all of Webster's band was there.
Jamie Webster played you out, didn't he?
So I'm in it. So in the UFC, I only come out to this place.
Mm-hmm.
And in in boxing, I changed it to Weekends in Paradise.
Yeah.
And he was like, what am I singing? I said, fuck, we'll have to do this place. Have to. Like, me and you are never going to get this together.
Yeah.
And they asked him to sing another one. So it was like, I'm going to sing Weekends in Paradise first. So when I'm on the walk, as I'm coming out, I can't hear anything but like,
yeah, just the bass. That's the bass.
And I'm
beat,
like,
yeah.
I just did the crowd, and then the wheels of like the crowd singing, and there's like a video you can see, and I'm being security escorted, and I look out, hey lad, I'm there, and then I'm banging my gloves together on the beat, and I'm
and
in
are
the
you forgetting your sickness now at this point, are you starting? Oh, just are you still a bit wobbly.
No, I was so wobbly, but I just said like, when the lights come on, meatball comes out, and that's how it is.
Yeah.
And I'm in the back, Leanne, just behind Webster. So the screen's there and I'm there.
Yeah.
And I think every now and then you can see me, and I'm in the back, and I just go, if this is it, and I get a clash of heads or a punch and I have an aneurysm and I die or anything happens to me, because this is what boxing is, no one's taking this away. Like, Molly was not allowed in gyms. Molly was like, you never felt good enough. Little Molly, like, who was sometimes bottom of the class, couldn't, just never felt like a flow through life. You all to use have done this. I've done it, do you know what I mean? So I am feeling it, just singing, and I walk out, and then I just see Webster smiling. Imagine, like, I'm over there, and because he knows I'm walking out, and I just look at everyone, and I don't come out till he sings this place. And then I'm like, shit, what do I do? Because we haven't even practiced this bit.
No.
Do you know what I mean, Leon? And
fully freestyling in front
but
of...
But I can't sing because my throat's dry.
Yeah.
So my mouth is so dry because my anxiety, like the nerves still.
Yeah.
And I can see down the end of the walkway in the ring, Eddie Hearn's there, and I was thinking, you're going to be waiting for 7 minutes. I'm doing the full two songs. And I'd like the certain words in the song that get me. And then just as it's coming to the pre-chorus before the final chorus, I walk over to him, and me and Webster looking at each other. I'm like, go on then. Go on then. Yeah. And I walk in front of him and I'm waiting for my city, my people, my art. And I turn around and he looks at me and he gives me the nod. And then we say it once to each other, my city, my people, my art. Then I turn around and I look at everyone, and Leanne, it was like the biggest.
I feel totally cute.
It was the most out of body experience, because it was like, all I've ever wanted to do is represent the city, and I've got him singing that, me in a full Everton kit. And everyone who I've ever loved was there, or anyone who'd given me anything in the city was there. And I walked in, and as I was about to go through the ropes, he hadn't finished singing. I thought, fuck, I'm not going. So I've gone on the other side, and I'm looking at everyone, and I get in, and the first thing I do when I get in the ring is I nudge you, go, thank you, because she's given me that 7 minutes, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I bounced off each rope, and I'm like, it's go time. And I said to you, like, leading up that week before going in, like, I promise, under the biggest eyes, under the biggest spectacle, I'm not going to have a fight. I'm going to box your ears off. Mm. And I'm going to show people I can do it. Yes. And I did it.
Well, I'm sure, like me, you were feeling all of the feels. Molly McCann, known as Meatball Molly, we know and we love her, but this is the story you've never heard, and it continues. You don't want to miss next week's part two of the Molly McCann story, right here on Ladies of Liverpool, sponsored by the Orthodontist Practice on Rodney Street.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 23/11 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.